What is this?
Hey, what movie is that? Hey, someone recommends to do a, he was racist. He recommends to do a lot of racist ass moves. I'll send you an email. Talking racist. Straight up racist ass moves, bro.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's the Talking Normies podcast. We out here, a bunch of Talking Normies on the podcast. And this month's movie topics is Drug Month.
Woo! Drugs.
Yeah, dude.
Once again,
America.
I'm not sure why I'm here.
Well, because you live with me and you actually watched the movie and Mickey is sick. By a byproduct of you sitting and watching me watch this movie, you also watched it.
I have qualified, though. Mm-hmm. That movie was something.
You got big dick energy.
Sure. Go. That's not a drug.
Movie was a bit of a trip.
Well, we'll get on to the movie, but until then, we're going to be doing our weekend catch-ups. What have you goons been up to on the weekend? Let me start, because mine's boring. I drove to Atlanta. I drove back from Atlanta. That was the weekend.
That was the weekend. Shit. What did I do this weekend? I know I did something.
I'll go.
Go.
I went to another soccer game. Another friend of mine had tickets to an Indy 11 game.
Where did you sit?
We were in the stands, kind of like... on the, like, we're at the bottom. Like, we're right there on the field, basically, but like halfway, I guess.
Me and you need to go. I'm going to see if they're playing either this weekend or next. We need to sit in the fan section. I'm going to show you how to do Indy 11 proper.
Where is the fan section?
It's the one when we score, where all the fucking smoke comes out of, where people are playing drums, and
also,
that's the place to
sit. Where is this? I'm down to go to,
bro, it's
are they good?
IUPUI.
My apartment. It's so
is Indy 11 good? Sometimes.
But like, but the, I remember going to IUPUI games at the, is it called the Carrollton Stadium or whatever? The stadium was like not as impressive.
Did you go when Indy 11 was playing or when it was like...
When IUPUI was...
It was probably college teams. Indy 11 is...
But like, I'm just saying, like, the stadium wasn't impressive. Like, how could you get like the rah-rah, like, you know...
Sitting up... Marquetta, will you please speak on the fan section? You're the only other person that's been.
It's fun.
All right.
Okay.
No, it's fun, but I also went to a game in Turkey, so...
Turkey, I can see what Turkey like though. Turkey's next level.
In Turkey, they literally had the like visiting team's fan section in like a cage, so they wouldn't get hurt.
That's so fucking dope. That is so cool.
Yeah.
Indy 11 is our own soccer team here in town, or ULS team.
Yeah, ULS, not MLS. We need to get an MLS team.
It was cool. They lost, but
you mean we lost, comrade?
Oh yeah, it was our team. We lost. Had a lot of fun. I hadn't seen that friend in like a while, so it was like it'd been a while since we got to chill. So it was a good time.
Nice.
That's the main thing we did.
Let's see, the point of an Indy 11 game is to sit out in the cold, or when it starts to get warm, it's nice and warm, and to sneak in a bunch of pocket shots, drink those pocket shots, and then yell at professional athletes.
Yeah.
And when you're in the fan section, it's great. There's little songs you sing, and you all get to yell at the professional athletes, and it's a good time. And then my guy Gordon sells ice cream there. So at halftime, you walk around, you grab ice cream from Gordon, you come back around, you hang out, do more. There was one year where we were all damn near blackout drunk, and for whatever reason, they had like bubble soccer. And they're like, who wants to play? And of course, it ended up being me and all of our – you're in a big bubbly ball.
Oh, God.
And you're trying to play soccer. Yeah, right? So, cause they can't, and so you know me. I'm big as shit, and we're just bodying boys left and right. Our one guy is like damn near throwing up. He's stuck upside down with his feet in the air. Indy 11 games are great, but they're like, it's not about the sports.
Yeah, it's not that for sure.
It's about all the other stuff. Pat, what did you do?
Saturday, I had a going away party for my niece or cousin.
Where is she going?
She's going to Hawaii on a church mission trip.
Is it your niece or your cousin?
Well. And so she's technically my cousin, but like she refers to like when we come like as uncle.
She calls you uncle.
Yeah,
I got you.
Okay, nice. She going to church mission?
Yeah.
Well, she a little she spreading Christianity out in Hawaii?
Yeah.
I think they got it out there already.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, they do.
But you know her church is going. She's gonna go there.
How long she gonna be there for?
For the summer.
Damn. Oh, it's not even summer
awesome.
Yet.
Awesome.
Well, right. You know she gonna go.
Damn.
Until after the summer. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
I ain't
How
shit
old
for
is
summer,
she?
But more school.
Yeah.
Huh?
How old is she?
She just, she's going to graduate, I think this year. Yeah, this
so,
year.
So, 17, 18?
Yeah.
Can't even have
Jesus.
To speak up there.
What, this was a background noise.
You're just like, damn.
Yeah. Anyway, what'd you my do this weekend, sucker? Weekend was very boring. I deep cleaned my house.
Tight.
So I instead want to talk about a weekend I'm looking forward to because I don't speak here very often. Next weekend, I'm going to an opera concert.
Woo! Andrea Bocelli.
Andrea Bocelli. I'm very excited and yeah.
Very foo-foo, Pat.
It's like he's like the most popular opera singer just because he doesn't just lock himself in the opera genre, I guess. He had songs with like famous people like, what's his name?
Busta Rhymes.
Ed Sheeran. Oh. Not Busta Rhymes.
Pretty tight.
But yeah, he's just like, you know, he makes pop songs as well. So.
Nice.
Hence his fame. Ooh. I'm really looking forward to seeing him.
Is that the monthly lady skulk or is it just like a you thing?
No, it's my birthday thing.
Oh, who's
nice.
All going?
Nice. Okay.
Moi.
Uh-huh.
You.
Mi moi.
Your mom.
Oh, mi madre.
And Navi.
And nice. Auntie Navi.
All
right, hell yeah. Nice. Well, yeah. Fuck, we're pretty excited about that.
Was it here in town?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know we had an opera show here in town.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, where's he playing at?
At the Bakersfield.
Yeah. So.
Or whatever it's called now.
Conseco.
Yeah.
Oh.
Gainbridge.
I thought you got to be like an actual opera house.
No.
It'd be
to
nice,
do opera.
No.
Because don't you need acoustics and shit like that?
No, yeah.
Man. It's not wrong. I mean, it would be better, but.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see. It's going to sound. Hopefully, it's not as loud as Bill Burr was, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah. We'll bring you earplugs. All right, bet. So, off of that, onto the new shit. We've been playing a lot of Helldivers, and by we, I mean me and Spidey. We are out here fighting for democracy. Marquette is currently playing Halo right now, so she is on her way to being able to figure out Helldivers.
Yeah.
Warp.
Helldivers also is third person, so you like that better. The main point of this conversation is, see, Mickey was supposed to be here, and then me, Mickey, and Spidey were all going to yell at Pat to play Helldivers. So we're going to do that now. Pat.
Why are you going to yell at
Helldivers?
Play Helldivers.
It's scary.
What is wrong with you?
I'm playing Helldivers, bro.
Do it for democracy.
Don't you like democracy?
Yeah. Sounds like not.
I like anarchy.
What the fuck?
He's with the bugs.
He is with the bugs.
Kill him.
Good God, if I've ever seen an automaton in my life.
Right. All right. So, Pat, the game, while it's shooting bugs and stuff, it gets more and more fun. It gets more and more challenging. You get to like call in space lasers and shit, right?
Mm-hmm. Big old lasers.
So
bro.
You're trying to take over the bugs' town?
Yeah, we're the bad guys.
Yeah, we are. We're coming through, raining democracy on bugs.
Democracy.
Because we're not gonna let them fuck up our way of life.
Yes,
on
Pat.
Their planet.
That's what they want to do, Pat. The bugs want to take over
so
everything.
Why robots are involved?
Because that's the other side of the galaxy, all right? We need both sides of the galaxy. We can't just take care of one side and not the other.
Yeah.
Because Super Earth needs this.
Yeah,
so
Super
is this
Earth
like zombies,
needs the whole galaxy.
Like where you just kill a whole bunch of bugs and you just last around?
No,
not
no, no. You've got objectives to do. Sometimes you shoot a nuke and everyone has to salute the nuke while it flies off to blow up some goddamn bugs.
Yeah. It's incredible. The way they got lighting now in games, watching this shit explode, you're just like...
Everyone stands close to the nuke so it knocks you back while you salute. For Super Earth, Pat.
For Super Earth, bro.
I would do it if there was no bugs involved.
You're tripping.
Well, you could just do the automatons. In my headcanon, the automatons, we made them so that they could kill the bugs for us, and then they got their own sentience, and now they're a problem too.
Yeah.
So anyway, you could just do the automatons.
The game is still developing. Not still developing, but like the story...
Yeah.
Of the game of like what's happening is all being made by like one dude. So you'll jump online, it'll be like, hey, the automatons are attacking at this planet, you guys have to do this thing or something is lost. And apparently there's something that we didn't do and now on Super Earth no one can have babies. And it's like, fuck, Super Earth can't have babies now and it's our fault. You must get out there for democracy.
Right, we gotta take that planet back now.
So how do you win?
When
you guys squad up, it's only four people. It's four against everybody, right?
Yeah, we complete the objectives.
So only four. So how do you how you beat the other teams on there?
Everyone's working for Super Earth. The only other teams are bugs and robots, and they're losing.
Oh, so there's no pure one squad winner or anything like that.
No.
Oh, that's kind of boring.
Huh.
No,
you say that
because there's no
competition. So you're going up against a bile. Yeah, the competition is
the
enemies.
You can check stats at the end and see who did the best.
But like, the bugs. Are there a lot of bugs where there's enough bugs for like the whole squad to go after?
Yeah.
So it's a big ass map.
called a BioTitan, yeah. And it's huge. It like would tower over the studio, and it's all big. And you gotta like, oh my god, you gotta call an air support, bro. Yeah. Get the 50K in here.
Oh, you're ready to gun one word.
No, you gotta get the auto cannons, bro. You never know. You got strategies and stratagems.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta have a good squad, man.
Keddie's gonna play. You know why? For democracy.
For democracy. For
democracy, huh?
Especially once you're done with Halo, like it's pretty much, you know, it's. It's same a vibe. Much harder version of Halo, really.
Once I'm
but
done
it's...
with Halo.
It's a good game.
It is a good game. And you can play, I played, they've got a mode called Trivial, which is super easy. Really easy to get into. You can do it by yourself. It's super fun, and the map is super small.
But I like frolicking in the fields of Hyrule.
I know you like frolicking in the fields of Hyrule. We're trying to get you to the planet where they have fire tornadoes.
No.
Fire it's tornadoes?
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, an ion
A tornado on. Fire?
Yeah.
That is fucking cool.
You gotta avoid that
shit. God, why does this game have bugs? I'll be playing it if it didn't
it's
have...
weird that's your only problem with
right?
it.
Right? We're
because
make
it makes scary ass noises when it fucking, you know.
Maybe you want to try Halo. What sounds do they make in Halo, Keddy?
Warp, warp, warp.
That's not bad.
All right. It is not bad.
Here calling in support.
So we have a show coming up that we're going to be doing soon. So this is the brief portion where we're going to tell you about these new things coming up. One, we are still working on Carousel. We're going to have the first episode finish here soon. I'm doing the last music parts. We're going to have a little bit of snippets that we can share with some select members of the audience. If you're interested in knowing more about Carousel and doing some of the testing for us, please get up with us on the social medias. And also, we have a show coming up called The Patchler, where we're making Pat go on a date. And now... we're going to prep Pat for the Patchler.
Oh my God. Why am I here?
To help prep Pat. We need a lady.
Yeah. This is the fourth time I'm asking.
You're here. All right. So, Pat, what's your plan here? First step from Chris is, what are you wearing?
I think what I'm kind of wearing right now, I feel like.
No.
No.
See, I know you guys don't like the Crocs. I know you don't like the Crocs, but hear me out.
It's not that we don't like them.
But hear me out.
Yes.
I feel like ladies like guys who are confident.
Uh-huh. Do you know why? Right? Do you know why you're single?
No, hold on. I want to hear this. Confident trendsetters.
Yeah, they like somebody who's confident, and people who are trendsetters are confident. I am setting a trend right here.
You're saying she doesn't matter off top.
What do you mean?
You're immediately with these shoes, letting her.
But
know,
you know, I wear some playful socks, and you know, make it look nice, you know.
I have a plan.
Oh, my God.
It's a simple plan. All right, so you're going to wear what you're essentially wearing now.
I feel like, because look, I got nice slacks on, nice bun down.
Okay.
I agree with those two things. I don't agree with the shoes.
It's the shoes.
Hello, Internet. Also, we're doing a podcast. Should Pat wear these Crocs over here on his first date?
But look. Nice. Look at the socks.
Your socks look like you stole them from a grandma.
He doubled down and said that the socks help. Is what I have a problem with.
No, they don't.
All right, we're gonna see how that's gonna go by the time we get some answers for that. Okay, cool. So that's what you're wearing. Chris says, do exactly this with non-Santa Claus socks and regular shoes.
Regular shoes.
That's it. Exactly what you have on now, but with like, you see, imagine if Spidey shoes were on your feet and we couldn't see these Christmas socks.
These socks are an equivalent of a sweater vest.
But they're so comfy. The comfy.
Exactly.
You know what? And
exactly.
If you're wearing shoes
so
with proper
a sweater
pants,
vest.
We won't see it.
In corduroy all socks.
Right.
Talk about I'm going on a date.
So. all right, Pat. Well, Spidey, what question did you have for Pat? You want to rizzle me that, right?
Literally.
Rizzle me this.
Yeah, I was off the top of my head. I do want to know what your icebreakers are going to be.
My icebreakers.
Icebreakers. Yeah, you got three different girls you're going to be seeing, so you need three different icebreakers.
Yeah, what's your opener for conversation?
How do you start? What's first date setting?
I think it's going to be at a coffee shop-esque kind of place.
Shop. Perfect. We're sitting down. We got our drinks.
I don't know. I usually just fill them out first, you know, just talk to see their vibe, but I don't know, like, my opener's going
okay,
to
so
be.
Okay, so let's
so how
pretend.
Do you feel their vibe?
I don't know anything about them.
I mean, let's, is it solid, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on a blind date right now. There's
pretend,
a person in front of you.
Can't see him.
What do you say?
Well, no. Pretend it's me. So, but I'm a girl, obviously, in this situation.
Christina.
Yeah, Christina.
Christina.
Okay? And I got nice long hair and fat ass and tight titties. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, yo. All
right.
We sat down for coffee. I got my coffee.
He said,
looking at you.
Bring a literal ice pick.
All right. I'm going to ask you what color your panties are first. Because see if it's my favorite color you're wearing.
Well, I'm not wearing any because I'm commando. It's a first date, dummy.
Why would you say that? That you can't. She's gonna leave.
She's contractually obligated. That is, not to know.
No.
The contract says she can leave.
Oh,
whatever.
My God.
We're paying her to stay there.
What
this.
Are we just doing now? All right, sex
Patty,
trade?
Do better. All right. So reset. Sitting there. What's up? All right, solid icebreaker. Solid. Okay, we're gonna have to work on that.
Yeah, we gotta figure some stuff out.
Someone says,
how
please stop
it. How are you doing?
It.
Yeah, that's all boring shit.
Okay, what are you having? We're in this coffee shop. You know what?
But,
what's your style?
That's
you know. Listen,
that's
you can,
all the boring stuff.
How
that's also
start the conversation.
How do you start a conversation? What color? All right, fine. You ask her what color her panties are, and she says, "I actually think that's a really inappropriate thing to say on the first date." Maybe
no, but I'm trying to figure
again.
Out if we're compatible because you gotta see if I'm wearing my favorite color.
So your favorite.
Bruh.
So all
that's
the other
compatibility.
Things. Compatibility. Hey, we're dating. So all those other things about me don't matter. You want to know the color of my drawers? Fine, Pat. I'll tell you. They're chartreuse. Is that
fucking chartreuse?
You?
This nigga don't know.
This nigga need a color palette.
I have come up with a few things that I want to make sure you don't say on this.
Don't
date.
Say.
Don't say.
Do not say.
Top of the list. What color are your panties? Is a number
that's
one. Don't say.
Do not refer to sex.
Why?
Just you'll figure it out. Don't ask to hit it and quit it. Don't tell her you want to come and go.
Nail
Do
and
not
bail.
Say shit
L-O-L.
And quit. Do not say I want to hit the poon, then leave real soon.
These
are all things
that
I found
for?
That have really been said. All right. When I was talking, you know, I was like, wow, it sucks what you women have to go through based on what I've been reading on
Reddit.
Are
people real?
Yeah. Also, do not say I need to ejaculate and evacuate. And the good old basic pump and dump should never come into your mind.
But why not? Lord.
It's not the, I'm it's trying not to be a start. Maybe.
But like, why are we trying to have a boring ass day? I'm trying to have some interesting conversation.
Okay.
I feel like you can find interesting
yes.
conversation.
Yes. So conversation about what? What conversation?
Maybe if you want to talk strictly about sex, go for it. We can't keep you from doing that. So you're gonna ask me, what's your sex based question that you're asking? Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
So butt stuff, like what? Is,
yeah,
that's your question. First date, we've sat down. I assume you know her name. It's Christina now, and you're like, so butt stuff, and then she says, well, honestly, I don't really like talking about butt stuff. Is there anything else you want? Fine, butt stuff. I don't like it. I hate it.
Oh, that might be a problem.
Because you're exclusively in the back door nonsense?
He's in there with a next.
We picked Pat for this because Pat's single right now, and he wants to mingle right now.
I guess we know why.
Okay, so girl number two then, Pat, she sits down. It's going poorly with the girl number one. She walked out because you kept asking her about her asshole.
Yeah.
She thought that was a little weird.
All you asked her about was panties in her ass.
Girl number two sits down. Her name is Brianna.
It's Joshay.
Joshay. Ah. All right, so you're sitting down with Joshay. She sits down, and you say,
what's up? You look fit. Do you work out?
Thank you. I do. I love working out.
Where was this?
Fucking slut over here. What the fuck?
Pat thinks I'm hot confirmed.
What the fuck?
You need
but
the
you
hair,
got
bro.
That ass.
You need the hair, bro.
I don't
hair.
Know why I'm offended, but I am.
Chris, you got the booty.
We could. I ride bikes. Damn. Okay, fine. So you're asking her about the gym. And she says.
She's like, of course I do. I rock climb.
Ah, you rock climb?
Yeah.
There's no rocks in Indiana. Where are you climbing at?
Oh my God, I go to this place indoors all the time. Women giggle a lot, I think.
It's a much better girl than I was. I need to step up my game.
Why am I here?
Okay. So that's pretty good. All right. And now you're on to girl number three, Martricia.
Martricia.
Martruce.
Martruce. Kind of like chartreuse, but not the color. All right. You sit down with Martruce and you say.
So it looks like you're expecting. Are you going to expect a baby daddy too?
Martrice, how will you respond to such a thing?
Are you calling me fat?
No. I'm just saying it looked like you're expecting.
So you were calling me fat?
I'm just asking you.
All right, he's asking, are you expecting, Martrice?
Yeah, you're expecting.
I'm expecting this conversation to go somewhere else.
All right, Pat, so you've been walled. Next question.
See,
it could be anything. Like, anything in your head. It doesn't matter. You just need the confidence to ask.
You know, if you still want to pry, you could say, like, do you see yourself with children in the future, or do you want to have kids in the future?
But see,
isn't it something that would interest you as in a prospective mate?
You know what? Think about the things that would not interest you and ask those questions. The shit that you don't care about, just pop one of those off. Just one good time. I feel like they'll be gold, too.
Mm.
Like, wow, what's your favorite color actually? Or what's your favorite movie? Or what do you do for work?
The last chance with Martrice. You need to ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
Just ask. What do you got?
What I got? Are you right-winging or left-winging?
I'm a socialist.
Socialist?
Yep.
What the fuck is a socialist?
Well, socialists is not represented by the right nor the left as it exists in the United States. So if I have to pick, I guess left, but not really.
Not really. So you're in the middle? You're the right, your fence sitter?
No. No, I am further than left.
Oh.
I am the actual left.
So you just want to get free shit away?
No. I want to get free shit.
She said, why you think I'm on this date? That was good, though. You
that
went
was
through,
good,
you
yes.
We actually
we
had a conversation.
Yeah.
Politics is always a hard one to go into. It's scary for a lot of people, so they avoid it. And if you go into it, it does. It shows a level of intelligence.
And honestly, I think, I mean, to me personally, that's an important subject.
Yeah.
I need to be aligned with my partner on this.
I have a question, though. How about
we
don't align, but the person is hella. How about a Spidey?
Uh-huh.
She works out and everything. She eats right and everything, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
But she's hella Trumpy.
Okay. Is that a deal breaker for you?
But it'll be okay with me.
That's
but would
fine,
it be okay
man.
With my friends?
Oh, but you don't date for your friends.
Are you dating for approval?
Yeah.
No.
Pat, if you brought somebody who we all disapproved of, but she made you really happy, I really wouldn't give a fuck because I love you,
even
man.
Though she's like straight up Trumpy as fuck.
Oh,
I
guess
would,
what?
I would stand her in person.
I personally don't think a Trumpian person would date you just because of them being Trumpian.
Yeah. No. They probably would. I mean, but they probably wouldn't approve of your friend. Like, here's the thing. You could bring her around. She could try to be combative once. And you're going to be like, guess what, bitch? We've been waiting for this
numbers.
It's like, bam, 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 bam. But I'm saying, like, she probably just wouldn't come around anymore.
Most of the people that go to the gym are Trumpies.
So I know you, and I know you don't really fuck with Trump. So
he
said
she's badder than a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Hotter than a stove top.
So hit it, but like...
And what, Marquette?
Hit it and run.
Same thing.
That's an actual felony.
Committing fucking crime. You sit on the podcast full of dudes for 1 minute.
Martricia said hit it and run.
Right, the evil just seeps in.
Hit and run.
I'm feeling the masculinity in the room.
Oh my God. So yeah, the truth is if you end up dating a Trump supporter, I mean, that's fine. Your dick ain't my dick. I don't really give a shit.
She might not come around a lot.
She might not come around a lot because like we gonna be on our shit. That's just what we own. We're not switching it up.
Or politics would just never come up in the group. Like
no,
sure
they will.
Yeah. Have you met us?
There could be a moment where maybe we're just all about
what?
Yeah, no, yeah, I don't know. Something's gonna come
Sunshine
up.
Sunshine and puppies.
Oh, Eli says he's surprised you didn't say fucking flea.
Eli is onto something.
That's a good one.
I was gonna say tap it in taxi, but that's not quite it. Anyway, all right. So it sounds like we're setting up for what can only be described as I'm gonna call it a rolling shit show, but it should go well. Yeah. I think it's gonna go well.
Yeah.
I'm worried.
I'm so scared.
If any of those women happen to be watching this podcast right now, which is totally possible,
yeah.
Honestly,
and they still agree, then
indeed,
you're right.
He's like, man,
I'm like Michael Scott out here, so.
That is a wild take. It's like you watched the show.
Yeah,
you saw how he was.
Michael Scott's a great guy.
It's a weird flex. It's not the brag you want.
You know, Michael Scott is somebody who just like fails upwards. And there's really no action of his own that made him go up. Because by all logic, he should go down.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he defies logic.
All of his actions.
Pat defies
the most
logic.
Underdog story, he defies logic.
So from Eli, we got Move Her and Uber. From Watchdog, we got Looter and Booter. And from Faded Epitaph, we have Lift It and Quit It.
Did you say Looter and Booter?
Looter and Booter.
This shit.
Right?
Yeah, baby girl, I'm trying to loot and boot.
Oh, God. Oh my God!
Oh God, Lord!
Oh God! I also have some scenarios that we'll go over next time.
Stick it in plain text.
So Pat, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Obviously, physical attraction is important to you. You talked to what was your name?
Joshay.
So yeah, you talk about working out and stuff. You don't care so much about, political leanings of this person. What other things do you care about? Like, how do you want to make sure that you're compatible with this person?
Compatible, damn it.
That'll be season two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dear Lord.
Bachelor, compatibility.
To be honest, I really don't think about that kind of stuff.
What was the last girlfriend you had?
It's been a while.
What things did she have that made her be your girlfriend? Other than being hot, we all assume she was hot. What else was it?
Oh, she was just nice to everybody.
Okay, so you like niceness.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. What else about her?
So, like, what good manners?
Good manners, just being polite, not being. Uh-huh. I'm the asshole, so I need somebody balancing me out.
Uh oh. Did we just remove a layer? We peel back that onion, Shrek?
You need the front part? Because if she comes in and she's just a dick, you're going to be real upset.
Okay.
But
so,
are you like gonna listen to her advice? If she tells you you're doing something wrong?
That's the hard part.
Yeah, that's the hard part. See, I was young back then, so hopefully not grown.
How old were you?
I would say probably end of college.
So 24?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you meet her?
College.
What was her name?
Saria.
Saria?
Mm-hmm.
It's a cute name.
Yeah, cute name. Brown girl?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Was she a Trumpster?
I think she would be now.
Damn.
You don't have her on Facebook?
No. But
you have
she's
a type?
Huh?
You have a type?
Not really.
Sounds like it might be Trumpsters.
Politically leaning Trump.
Okay, nice. So look at that. She was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And she was hot.
Mm-hmm.
And she let you put your dick.
And she likes dogs, I assume.
Well, I didn't have a dog then. But the one thing is that was a no-go. What's the goddamn coconut hair?
What do you mean by coconut hair?
Yeah, that's what cut it off. I was like, couldn't do it.
Wait,
because she didn't like shave her.
No, I'm talking about her hair smelled like coconut hair, bro. Like,
just the smell, the fragrance of coconut in her hair.
Yeah, that was.
That's why you broke up with her?
Like,
you try to tell her that you don't like the smell?
It's an Indian thing, so I just didn't like. She probably does that when she was born, so it was just like it was just
time
every
out.
Time when laying down, it was just like, that's.
How long were you together?
Not that long, because I couldn't deal with that.
6 months,
less than that.
My God.
It was the coconut.
Okay, so you didn't think. Well, the only reason you broke up with her was because of the smell of her hair.
There had to be something.
There had to be other stuff.
And she was like, she was very needy and all that, but
needy attention.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want someone who is a
doesn't
little more independent.
Attention.
Yeah.
Okay, and doesn't put coconut in their hair.
Yeah.
And that's a very low bar. Like,
right? Yeah.
Like, she didn't do anything else. Like,
she was just very needy. Like, I always had, like, I don't know. It's like, it was just, she, like, every day she needed a detention.
Okay. So you want someone who's more independent,
mm-hmm.
who works out, goes to the gym. But who's also nice
mm-hmm.
and doesn't put coconut in their hair.
There we go.
It really sounds like you just want a gym trainer. it's like you want someone to work out with.
All right. How about that? I think Man, I don't know if you guys are excited. This is, I feel like this is the most in-depth Pat we've ever gotten.
It is.
Start off with chartreuse colored panties all the way down to.
What is chartreuse?
It's kind of like this color almost.
Yeah, green? Green?
Yeah. I have a picture of it.
Chartreuse.
Chartreuse. Here you go.
Oh.
You don't fuck with lime green panties?
It's like a pea color.
You don't fuck with lime green panties, dog?
Tripping, bro.
All right. We're going to talk about our Sorry video. We're going to talk about one more thing before we talk about the movie. I just heard recently on Philip DeFranco, I'm sure you guys heard too, there was a monkey torture ring that was worldwide.
What? I really wish you didn't bring it up.
What happened? What?
I didn't listen to Philip this morning.
It was, I think it was a couple of days ago. All right, so they shut down this guy. He was living in Virginia, and he had a telegram operating where he was paying people in Indonesia. People would pay him. They would be like, hey, we're not going to talk about the kinds of torture, but torture these monkeys in this way, please, for me. And he would take the money, keep some of it, pay some dudes in Indonesia to do the torture, and then he would live stream it. And they finally shut him down. I was fucked up. Huh. A lot of baby monkeys. And I bring it up because we're watching a Planet of the Apes
movies.
Yeah.
And it kind of feels like...
That's kind of fucked up.
Kind of feels like they're really trying to be like, let's piss these motherfuckers off as hard as we can.
Yeah, so
we
could take over.
Like, yo, so...
So he was live streaming the torture?
Yes.
So there must have been an audience. Like there was a big ass audience for that?
They were paying him directly. Probably not a big audience, but an audience definitely paying to see it.
A little private, I guess.
You know what I mean? Like, even if it was only 50 people, they were paying him probably weekly.
This is so fucking depraved.
It is. And he like bragged about it.
Yeah.
I mean,
it makes dollars.
And my question is like, so was it something that I've never heard of, you know what I mean? Like, that's fucking unheard of. Like, is it illegal? Is he going to get in trouble for it?
Or so
is it
just... the guy...
Animal cruelty in most countries is illegal.
Yeah, he got caught. I forgot how much time he's gonna do. They got the guys in, I was gonna say Jakarta, but just Indonesia. They got the guys in Indonesia, but they only had to do like 6 months because that's like the maximum for like animal torture or something.
See,
like that.
That's what I was saying. So like, how bad
so he's gonna go back out there and do it again.
Like, yeah. Well, I mean, there won't be a lot of audience. They're breaking down.
Did he get fined?
I don't remember. They're breaking down the logistics of it all, so it won't be super easy to start back up. But yeah, that's all. We're watching
out. I don't think he should be able to keep any of the money he made out of this.
Yeah,
I feel that.
Oh,
that
yeah.
should be like donated to like nature conservation groups and animal fucking protectors.
Right.
I don't know.
PETA's always out here going after people with pit bulls and shit. PETA, why don't y'all go fuck some actual motherfuckers up? Why don't y'all go do something?
PETA is one, not the only organization dealing with this, but I mean, there's a lot of like dog fighting rings in the U.S. still active.
So I just wanted to make you guys aware of that, because when we watch the next Planet of the Apes, I want that to be in the back of your head.
Great. Thanks.
And
we had it coming.
To transition off of that, here's our quick non-spoiler review of Animal. See what I did there?
Animal.
Holy, what the fuck is that movie even about?
Pat.
It's about the animal that lives inside all of us.
The thesis of this movie is that an alpha male gets shit done and beta males write poetry.
Yeah.
That's
the thesis. Why poetry wasn't invented. So that betas could use their water-like bodies and their big brains to
get ladies,
woo women.
That's
who are
it.
Also weaker than betas, maybe, I guess.
A lot of shooting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mainly shooting. A lot of blood.
Well, what's another point? The not a lot of singing.
Hey, that's a plus.
You know what?
In Bollywood movies, that's a big plus.
There's a lot of daddy issues.
A lot of moments where I thought they were going to burst into song and dance and like...
It didn't happen?
No.
That's good.
Music's low-key kind of fire.
Yeah, music is good. There is one singing portion and it's done during an axe fight.
Ooh.
Oh my God. And that scene goes hard.
It goes hard.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
All right, I'm going to have to check this shit out.
Yeah, you think what NBA playing still?
Yeah.
So when there's not a game and you need a stream to do, it's on Netflix. Yeah. We're all suggesting that you watch Animal.
I will.
Because we want to know just how toxic can it get.
All right.
Oh my God, is it not made for men?
It is made for men.
Yeah, that's it. That's the only. It's the only. The demographic. They said, "Who are we making this movie for?" And the dude just said, "Men."
Men.
All right, bet. Well,
hold up before we get to the movie.
Oh yeah. You want to talk about some basketball?
Yeah, I want to talk about some basketball. So this Tuesday, I was doing the Stairmasters, and I really don't watch women basketball that much, and it's really just because they don't really get marketed that well. But this year, they're marketing women basketball well because of this girl named Caitlin Clark. And she is really, really good. I mean, you're able to watch the NCAA tournament on ESPN. So that's
Caitlin Clark, you said?
Look her up, yep. And she's like one of the few females that's able to put up 40 points three times in the tournament. See, that's, so that's really fucking good. And she, like, she like, when I was watching, like, usually I watched women basketball before, and this has nothing against women basketball, but it's like everything's just a little bit slower. And like, because the shot making is not as high as in men's basketball, and you also don't see as like as many dunks or highlight dunks as in men's basketball, so it may not be as exciting. But she was able to. But she's going to change women basketball because she plays like Steph Curry. We all know who Steph Curry is and how he plays like. And the way she moves like Steph. She shoots like Steph, and she could pass like Steph, and dribble like Steph. She is probably going to be the next female basketball that everyone's going to be known. Like everybody, like, she's going to have her own shoe. We already have one like Sabrina right now, and Asuka that played with against Steph in that All Star. But I think she's going to be just like Sabrina. But the way she just played the game was really, really good.
I heard, though, that it was going to be the Bayou Barbie. I heard that it's Angel Reese.
So Angel Reese?
Yeah.
Angel, I watched.
That's what I heard. That Angel Reese? My family. I don't know a lot about the sports. I was yelled at for not knowing names.
No. Listen, and then this is what media is doing right now, too, because Angel Reese is good. But I don't think she's Caitlin Clark. She does not. She will not transform basketball as Caitlin Clark would transform basketball.
Okay.
Because Caitlin Clark, she is able to, like, the way she moves with the ball is just like with Steph Curry. And Angel Reese, she's playing basketball in a low post manner. And she's not playing outside of the three-point line. Like, the form is moving. Like, her position is dying. She's playing the four position.
Okay.
And that position is dying because everything's become more a little bit more fast-paced, a little bit more ball movement, not as many as pick and rolls. So... That type of playing style is done. So she won't be as dominant as Caitlin Clark. She's good. And I know the drama's going on, and that's the I hate the media pinning those two together. It is so stupid, like, because, like, they're calling against good versus evil. And then it's so stupid because, like, obviously they're putting good on Iowa and Caitlin Clark because she's white, and they're putting Angel Reese, she's from LSU, from down there, and her majority of the teammates are black. So I hate that shit that the media is doing. But in reality, Caitlin Clark is better than Angel Reese.
Okay. That sounds like it might be a controversial
opinion. It's just a basketball thing.
All right. Look.
But from purely basketball, as a person, I don't know who Caitlin Clark is or anything like that. From basketball, she is.
I'll text my cousin about this, and I'll let you know if he yells at me or not. That's how I'll know how other people feel about it, because we don't know anything. I will say, since you started talking about basketball, we jumped up to 27 viewers.
Nice.
So, I don't know. I guess maybe talk more about ladies basketball.
I think Pat's other compatibility issue is, I guess, being able to keep up a conversation about sports.
Yeah, if a lady could talk sports with you, does that do it for you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That'd be sick.
What if she's into, like,
that would be great for you. Come
weird
on.
Sports, like highlight, hurling.
I love hurling.
What if she's a pole vaulter?
Pole vaulter, then that means she could do the pole, so, you know, it's all good. All
right.
That is definitely what that means. All right. So, for everybody who's been participating in the movie club, one, keep participating in the movie club. Two, like, and I don't mean to be rude to our fans, so I mean this in the most loving way possible. Are y'all niggas watching these motherfucking movies? Like, what are you at the podcast for? Why aren't you watching the movies? I'm confused. Like,
don't get it.
Hey, maybe you're just here to hear us talk about movies, and that's cool too, but why won't you watch along? What do I have to do to make you watch a movie? Do I have to come to your house?
Are you assuming you they're want? Not watching?
Yeah, how you assuming? Because they're watching it with me.
Sometimes they watch that's it with true. Pat. I'm just saying right now for everybody, there's 29 of y'all in the chat.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Chris don't want to go off on you, but I'm just curious why you're not watching the movie. You don't have to. I just want to know why. I just want to make sure this isn't a futile discussion. About Kyle, I'm calling you out.
Yep, at 11:11. Okay. Make a wish.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened, and that was weird. I guess
I want to talk about this movie. There's a lot of characters that I did not.
Oh,
I could not believe that they were in this movie.
Before we get to that, I have to give you a rundown on the movie.
Yeah, because what the fuck even were they? Like, were they even reporters?
Yeah.
What were they doing there?
And also, the amount of shit they were able to get away with and nothing could happen to them. They were wearing Teflon the whole movie.
So, Hunter Stockton Thomas was an American journalist and author. He rose to prominence with the publication of Hell's Angels, a book for which he spent the year living with the Hell's Angels Motorcycle Club to write firsthand account of their lives and experiences. Now, the interesting thing about Hunter S. Thompson is that he developed a style of new journalism, a subgenre of journalism called gonzo journalism, in which a journalistic style in which the writer becomes a central figure in participating in the events of the narrative. So let's say, for instance, we were journalists, and let's say we were covering PopCon.
Okay.
Then we would go to PopCon, experience it, and then write about it.
Oh, like blog it?
Yes.
Okay.
So essentially, you can almost draw a straight line from vlogs to gonzo journalism to Hunter S. Thompson. So the way he went about things, like before then, you know, a journalist would like maybe interview people, but he put himself in a situation, right? Like, sure, you could write what it's like to do LSD based off of secondhand accounts, or you could do a bunch of fucking acid and then write about it.
But was that his job? I thought his job was to cover the race, not to do drugs.
See,
ask him, and he's gonna tell you.
Because it started out there, and I was just like, okay, I get it.
Yeah,
they got the job. They're focused. They're doing their thing. All right, there's some drugs involved. That's a little weird. Maybe they should calm down because they're naming drugs that
I never heard of.
So, a little more about Thompson. Thompson remains best known for Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, 1972, a book first serialized in Rolling Stone, in which he grapples with the implications of what he considers to be the failures of 1960s counterculture movement. We're going to get back to the counterculture thing because that's kind of important. It was adapted for film twice, loosely in 1980 with Where the Buffalo Roam and explicitly in 1998 with Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. So, the 1960s counterculture would have been like hippies and shit, right? Like Woodstock. They show Woodstock on the TVs and stuff, and like
Anti-Vietnam War,
the free love movement, drugs, a lot of drugs. But this movie takes place like at the end of all of that, right? So kind of like what the free love and the hippies and all that have like started to turn to and become. And I think that's why I spent a lot of time in Vegas for it, because Vegas isn't exactly like this fucking hippie utopia or whatever. Mm-hmm. But all of that to say, that is who the main character, that's Hunter S. Thompson.
Okay, that's Johnny Depp. Gotcha.
Johnny Depp's character. He goes by Roald Dahl or something silly in a fucking movie. What is his name in this movie?
It is Roald something.
It's Raoul Duke, which is a fake name that he uses often, like Hunter S. Thompson used. And then his attorney, Dr. Gonzo, named after Gonzo.
Gonzo style.
And so is the attorney's really an attorney? Or he's just his fake job.
Fucking attorney, man.
I don't know what he is.
I think that's his actual attorney. I don't know.
He wasn't.
Because I thought the plot of the movie was
fucking plot.
I don't know, because it has so many plots. Because I thought they were trying to kill somebody in the first. They're going to go up and kill somebody because they got a job.
The photographer. They didn't like the photographer.
So they had to kill somebody. Or something like they were trying to kill somebody.
They wanted to kill the photographer because he was annoying, I think.
So that was it?
There's high, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
I made the mistake of taking a bong grip in the middle of this movie. I'm just fucking lost.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I have no idea what was going on at some point.
Yeah, it was.
Last thing before we fully get into the movie. The budget, $18 million. Box office, $13
million. Oh. What? It's a lost money.
Lost money. Technically a failure, but it kind of lives on. Like, you can see people still dressed as Hunter S. Thompson for Halloween. Yeah. You can the quote, the whole backcountry thing, and he who makes a beast out of himself gets rid of the pain of being a man are both like linked to this song by Avenged Sevenfold. Like, it permeates throughout culture, even though I don't think it hits for us. But one of the reasons why we're watching is because we're doing drug movies. I think that there's a new age drug culture. Like, if you've been to raves and shit, like a lot of these drugs you would recognize people talking about from like going to raves or anything like that. Like, it has things that could be meant to us with vlogging and all that, but also it's a mess.
Yeah.
It looks crazy, but it's a mess. So now we will talk about the movie, kind of, because how can we?
Yeah, there's nothing to talk about and so much that happens.
So let's talk about the characters. What do you guys think about Hunter S. Thompson himself? Main character.
The main character, he was weird. It was weird because he was so fucked up, but he was still able to articulate in a foo-foo manner, like really, like he was able to use big words like really well.
I don't know.
So fucked up.
I don't know if he actually was communicating or not. Like, I feel like everything we saw was from how his, like, his point of view, where he thinks he's speaking
clearly.
I think
he was talking to himself. Like, sometimes.
There was a point where, he does that. And, like, you hear, he's like, did I say that out loud?
Oh, yeah, in the car with Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, Spider-Boy!
Yeah, yeah, fucking Tobey Maguire shows
bro,
up.
Bro, I was like, what the fuck?
Would you get out of the car?
Yes.
I would have joined them.
You would have joined them?
I would have joined them.
Okay.
I would have at least gotten somewhere safe.
Pat, that checks out based on what happened in L.A. I believe it.
Oh.
We don't talk about
it. Okay. We'll have to tell you about L.A. off camera.
Oh, God.
It'll be a whole nother apology video.
Oh, God.
We didn't talk about the apology video.
Oh, no. Well, we're into the movie now. Right. So, all right. Well, Kenny, what did you think about Hunter S. Thompson for the little bit you're paying attention of?
Him?
Yeah.
I thought that he was very eccentric and definitely a genius in its own right.
Yeah.
However, it is not a person I would ever want to hang out with in my entire life.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Ever.
Too chaotic.
Not.
They take shit too far sometimes.
I personally, I'm not like a sober person. I do drink occasionally, and you know,
I've seen you smoke a weed.
I do smoke a weed or two, you know, a year probably. That's about where I'm at. But I very much enjoy sobriety and like knowing what's happening around me. There's always a point where if I get like too drunk or too high, I get really uncomfortable. I don't like not being in control. So for me, watching this movie was extremely painful because I was anxious the whole time for them to. First of all, the attorney had so many anger issues that I was so scared that he would do something. He had so many weapons and knives, and I don't understand why he would hold on to them, knowing how many drugs he was doing. The level of irresponsibility and carelessness, I was just not okay with. It was giving me so much anxiety, and I was uncomfortable the whole time.
Yeah.
I would not live my life like this, but, you know, it's their life, so what the fuck am I supposed to say?
Sweet. I think Hunter S. Thompson, I haven't read the Rolling Stone article. I kind of want to. I think he might be a good journalist. I don't know. I like his approach.
He's a great writer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he writes really well, because I was like, damn, that's pretty genius shit.
Oh, yeah, for the part. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would be interested in like seeing more about it, but like it's he's too much of a chaotic force for me to be around. Yeah. Like if I knew someone like that, I would hang out with him once and be like, oh,
yeah,
I would like to never again. Well, I would like dip. I'd be like, I got to get out of here. Like once you start naming drugs I haven't heard of.
I would hang out for one good
time.
See, like, my cousin's like that, though. He's like a chaotic genius. Like he's smart as fuck. Like smart as fuck. Like even when he's fucked up.
Just the L.A. cousin?
Yeah. Even when he's fucked up. Like he could be hella fucked up, but he could do math like crazy. Like off his head, no calculator, nothing. He's able to do math like crazy and like, bro.
How useful is that?
Yep. All right, so yeah, then we'll move on to the homie Dr. Gonzo.
He's a problem.
He is a problem.
Yeah, he a problem.
Feels weird how they keep calling him Samoan, even though he's
not
definitely
Samoan.
He's
Hispanic
or some sort.
Yeah,
but the lady called him a.
Yeah, she did. She did. She slurred him.
She slurred him.
Which she was on top of, but also though,
she was allowed to slur him too.
Who?
You missed. It was towards the end of the movie. He gets his pie from this lady, and it's really bad.
He was an asshole though.
They have to. Oh, also, do you see a lot of Hangover stuff here?
It did feel like The Hangover.
Right?
Yeah,
you know, forgetting hotel, shit. You need to play back the tapes to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Which the tapes now make sense because I guess I kind of missed the fact that he was actually the writer kind of a thing. Like,
yeah.
Also, one more thing that made me really, really uncomfortable watching this movie is the amount of trash and mess and stains everywhere. Yeah. It's just like at the end, towards the end, when he's just sitting on the chair and the camera pans from like the floor, and the floor is just
water.
It's just muddy water.
Not to be confused with muddy waters.
I'm gonna fucking
Yeah, I think the first scene that kind of gets me, and now we're going to talk about, I'm sorry, we're still talking about Dr. Gonzo. Oh, yeah, so what's your guys' take on the homie Dr. Motherfucker
Gonzo? Dr. Gonzo was a creep. Initially, I liked him because he was, like, really cool initially, and then he just became a creep.
He's an enabler, and he's a problem. He fucking had that little girl in the hotel.
Yeah, that was weird as fuck.
I couldn't
put her
tell.
Up somewhere, and then when she called him, he said, as your attorney, I would recommend you go into that drawer and take a sip out of that brown.
And the dumbass took more than a sip.
Oh,
he took three.
Oh, they were doing adrenochrome at it, right?
Yeah.
Which, what? That's like some QAnon shit, bro. Is that where they got it from?
So the only way you can do to get this is from a freshly killed human being.
So I ordered the gland. Like, so, all right, now I guess
also, how do people come up with that?
Take some doctor.
There's probably some cannibal one day that was eating a person. He was like, you know what? I ate this little part. Nick,
how does this knowledge become
anthropology?
Part of.
Okay. And is it real?
That's always interested me because, like, after we watched a documentary about the toad gland, people just walk around the desert and lick toads to see what happens. Really? Like,
I mean,
we're trying to find the one that's
who did it first and why.
Right?
Some dude was like, I'm going to eat me some frogs.
No, they just licked them.
Yeah. It was probably someone in Florida.
Yeah. That sounds like a Florida thing.
Right?
No, they're like desert.
The jungle, yeah. So we got a... All right. So now we're going to talk about the overall vibe, all right, of the fucking movie.
Excuse me?
I think one of the... All right. So like the shit with the cops at the end, though, like that hits, right?
That hits.
It was a district attorney, he had to, like, his attorney sends him there while higher than a bitch to fucking...
doing lines in the middle of the fucking convention. Yeah.
And, like, I don't understand how, like, getting away with this shit or, like, doing it, but, yeah, I guess in my mind I saw this movie once, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's cool. I get why people like it. And, like, now trying to watch it and, like, piece it together, like, what the fuck is supposed to be happening? I think it looks crazy. Terry Gilliam, he did this movie called Brazil, and he's done a bunch of other famous stuff. I think Terry's done stuff with Monty Python's Flying Circus. So, like, but, like, the wide angles, like, that look. The look of the movie hits.
Yeah.
The look of the movie, I think, is doing way more heavy lifting than, like, the story is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The,
it looks really
the
good.
The scene where they are at the convention and all that, like, it is the one part to me that feels, like, the most sober, which makes sense as well. Like, where it's like, yeah, you'd sober the fuck up in a room full of cops. And that was kind of cool now I'm thinking about it.
And the cops, like, talking about, like, this is what the, this is a marijuana cigarette, and people will do anything to get it, like.
To become cool. Oh, I forget the steps that it took.
Yeah.
Cool, but I was like, I want that on a shirt, because that shit was funny.
But that was like, it was like, okay, he did a monologue in the middle, and I wrote it down, and I'm a bad movie reviewer, but it was like the thesis of the movie, where I think he was talking about, like, the deterioration of the country, and, like, people doing drugs, and, like, chasing the American dream, and how it's not exactly what you think it is, and how it's hard to grasp. It was like, it was when he was typing, and, like, narrating to himself.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, I think that's the point of the movie. And then somewhere he's wearing a lizard tail, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I was like, what the fuck do I expect? Like, how do I work with this movie?
I like that part was not included in the movie, and we just see the aftermath, and we're just like, I thought we saw the worst of it, but clearly there's something that happened that we couldn't even watch.
Yeah,
it was too much.
Yeah, when he started seeing everybody as lizards when he first got to the hotel.
That was
my God. See, that would happen to me.
Dude.
See, this is why I can't do drugs. My brain is too fucked up.
I thought they did a really good job of, like, decepting, like, what it is to be on drugs, like, on acid and stuff. Because, like, a lot of movies try to do it, but they over-exaggerate it, right?
Like the carpet moving and shit.
Yeah, that's realistic because, like, you don't really see something that's not there. It's always right there. It's just whatever. But, like, they did it such a realistic job. And, like, I feel like a lot of drugs that they were doing, I don't know if... Some of that shit, like Malcaine,
bro.
Like the mescal.
The mescaline.
Mescaline. I don't know what the fuck that is.
I mean, they were compounding shit, dog.
Compound, was that it?
I mean, they were like acid, mescaline.
Oh, they're putting
weed,
it together. Okay.
Yeah,
coke. There was never just, we are on one drug.
Yeah.
It was how many things can we be doing and driving.
In the car, as they were, like, that was the opening scene, them in the car, and they did at least four different substances while getting a hitchhiker on.
Poor Tobey Maguire.
Poor Tobey Maguire.
They saw him later and they were just like, no!
He knows too much.
What was the thing that they were breaking and smelling? That wasn't
a
drug. That was just smell salts.
I think that, I don't know.
Smelling salts.
I assume, but also, like, I don't know. Maybe they got that custom made drug shit that I've never, I don't know, man.
PCP.
Yeah.
I was just, the whole time I was also, like, I kind of just shitty how they kept on getting away with shit. Like, as soon as they were parked on the street and they let them go inside, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. He gets pulled over by Gary Busey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, will you just give me a kiss? It's really long. What? So I was like, okay, the movie's got a problem with cops, I think. Maybe. I don't know if I'm checking this out right. It is. I'm like, this was a pick because
Ether.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know, man. But he described the way doing Ether. And they're like sniffing it off the American flag. Like,
that was. American flag was
and,
everywhere.
And like barely walking and then like being in that. Like, I
just know Ether's flammable.
Out of all the places to go and do acid, I'm not trying to go to Vegas. Like, actually, I feel like it. Well, because
the desert
being
bro.
Like way too high, like on acid in Vegas is already very stimulating for me. And that's I'm like, true. This is, it's a lot.
It'd be fun.
Yeah,
I can't handle it. That's just me. I like a nice bit of shrooms and I like a low key amount.
In the movie too, that I can't wrap my mind around is restaurants back in the day had telephone wires all around the restaurant, everywhere, because like the waiters would bring the phones.
Yeah,
so people could be tripping everywhere.
I mean, they were rolling it back when they went back. I'm sure, but yeah.
That's crazy shit.
Then they were smoking everywhere.
Chain fucking yeah. smoking.
The sign that was going into Vegas said marijuana. It's
30 years.
It's 20 or 30 years. If you're caught in life, if you're selling, I was like, wow.
It used to. I had a friend who she drove across country and she was like, we had to like damn near bypass Nevada because they were on their way to California and they had so much weed and they were trying to get weed from California.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's crazy because you can go to Nevada now and get so much weed.
just
my friend didn't drive there in the 70s. She drove there in like the early 2000s. Like that shit is crazy.
Yeah.
So. My apologies for this movie is what I'm getting at.
Why?
I hadn't seen it in a while. I thought it was more concrete, but it is as loosey-goosey of a fucking drug movie if there ever was one.
Yeah.
Definitely a drug movie.
It wasn't a bad movie. It wasn't a good movie. It was just...
Full-on drug. He should have been in a coma. Like,
Oh, Hunter S. Thompson did die in 2005.
I wonder, like, I wish they had, like, heart monitors on them
right?
and just take, like, their blood... tests every 5 hours or something for science.
For science,
everyone dehydrated.
He
no water.
No water. He died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Yeah, well, that's weird.
Yeah,
what
happens.
The whole scene of Gonzo in the tub water. Like, was he trying to kill himself?
He said every time she hit said no, let's saw him, man. I just want to throw this record player in the tub with me. And I was like,
I just don't get it.
What he's got.
Also,
the
that
rod.
Song is a huge druggy song.
What he's got, he's in the bathtub and he's got the rod and he's trying to just touch it just to get the current. I'm just like, bro, it should not be funny. Fucking calm down,
man. Yeah,
dude.
It's so dramatic.
Well, and Johnny Depp hits it. He's like pre fucking Jack Sparrow. You can kind of see where
he's
doing
it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, Johnny Depp's got a long career of like being out of it to kind of be
too
in it.
It's weird. Like, he does that really well. Yeah, to where I'm like, you can't tell me that you probably don't have all of these drugs.
All right. Well,
there's also that one guy wasn't there. Nobody, like, Matt guy from Mad Men. I didn't expect him to be in there.
Mad Men?
Yeah.
He was the hotel bellhop. The
no, that guy, you mean from Law and Order SVU?
That's Law and Order SVU. I thought that was the guy from Mad Men.
It was Christopher Maloney.
Yeah. Wow.
Why do I know his name?
Good fucking call.
Not Madman?
No. You're thinking of John Hamm / Don Draper.
They do look related.
Why can't I? Oh, yeah. Christopher Maloney. Hold on. I'm pretty sure it was him, like a young him. I think it was.
It is.
Let me.
I watched on Amazon. I looked it right up.
Oh, nice. Perfect. And what year did this movie come out? 1998. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Sven, the clerk at the Flamingo Hotel.
Sven.
Yeah, man. Law and Order SVU guy. He was also in Handmaid's Tale.
I never saw that. Her was good.
It is very, very sad. This
Define
guy.
Good.
So,
yeah,
we are going to be continuing our Watch of Drug Movies. Also, I need to update you guys. We're going to be doing this live from PopCon. But at PopCon, we can't. Ooh. We're going to have to tailor our conversation just a little bit.
What
there might
mean?
Be chibis there because it's
chibis.
A live podcast.
Yes.
We will still be talking about the movies. We still can have our own opinions. We just need to know the way. That's all. Just putting it in your head.
Yeah,
we can still cuss and shit.
You should have a... Butch. Some kind of Loki movie for that.
Well, I'm thinking that
cocaine
one...
Bears.
I'm
sure.
thinking that one should be either...
Not Cocaine Bears. Well, I was going to do the high school.
I'm thinking that one should be either Trainspotting or Requiem for a Dream.
That's fine. Let's do that.
Like one of the actual movies with like stories. But there's characters and stories we could talk about in them and not just they did the drug. And like, this movie is a movie you can't talk about. I'm pretty sure this movie we watched doesn't exist.
We'll do Spun.
Spun? All right.
So I picked up my movie. You ready?
Yeah, what's your movie?
What are we watching? High School.
We're watching what?
High School.
It's just called High School?
High School.
All right. Well, I'm going to read the synopsis for High School. What year did it come out?
I'm scared.
Can't remember. Spidey watched. He said it was funny.
Yeah, I've seen it. It was good.
Okay, with Adrian Brody. 2010.
Yeah, it's fairly. Well, I guess that's.
Okay, High School, also known as High School, is a 2010 American teen comedy movie starring Adrian Brody. That motherfucker ain't no teen. It is feature length directorial debut of John Stolberg Jr. The film premiered at the Sundance Film Festival and was theatrically distributed by. Oh, that's not anything about the movie.
I know there's a movie about drugs. I just remembered. Forgot the name of the movie, but it's with Reese Witherspoon, and she's like, she goes down the Oregon Trail, like the whole like 60-day long trail. She's like a recovering heroin addict, and so she's like on this trail alone, and like there's like flashbacks going to like what she was going through and her conversation with her families and stuff, and like she gets to the end of the trail. It's a really good movie.
Well,
definitely about drugs.
Oregon Trail or the Appalachian Trail?
Appalachian, probably.
Maybe because the people do that trail.
Yeah. Is it they like the really, really long one?
Yeah, the really difficult one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't let the bears get you. All right, bet. So we will be watching High School. Came out in 2010, starring Adrian Brody. You guys don't have to watch the movie, but you do have to listen to us talk about it.
Is that what we're doing next week?
That's what we're doing next week.
Bet.
That's your pick.
All right.
Good on you.
I thought we were going to do that for PopCon because it's light.
Oh,
it is PopCon.
That actually, that would track. Let's do that for PopCon. So sorry, we're moving High School
next
now.
Next movie we're
going to
do Spun.
Spun. Next movie we're doing for next week is Spun, a 2002 film. Now I shall read the synopsis of that movie. Oh, that looks like a almost vagina there in the picture. Spun is a 2002 American black comedy crime drama filmed by Jonas Åkerlund from an original screenplay by William D. Los Santos. Give me some of the plot. College dropout Ross Jason Schwartzman is a customer of Spider Mike, John Leguizamo. Ooh, it's a methamphetamine movie. I stopped reading because it looked like it was about to get spoilery. So we're watching Spun, y'all. Everybody jump in. We're going to be watching Spun and talking about that. Katie, can you tell me when PopCon is? Silly me.
I think it's the last weekend of the month.
Last weekend of the month, which means that for PopCon, we'll pick a movie for then. Next movie will probably be Requiem or something like that.
Okay.
All right.
The movie I was talking about is called Wild.
Wild.
It's a 2013 movie.
This has been the Talking Normies podcast. We're the Talking Normies, an affiliate of the Normies. Make sure that you only consume Talking Normies during the daytime. If you ever have to call your doctor about talking Normies, make sure that you let them know it's been hard for at least 4 hours. The show, not you. Our show's hard all day, all long. All right, bet. We'll see you guys at the next one. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for chilling. Stick around for the raid. And whoever we send you over to, tell them the Normies send their regards.
Hey.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.